So we'll begin with a little meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes, if you want to lie down on the floor, if you want to lie down wherever you are on a sofa or something. Otherwise, just you might want to stand up. I don't know, see what feels right for you. Just make yourself comfortable wherever you are. And as you breathe, just opening up, perhaps you remember back to the part of the process, part of your process, self-compassion, compassion for others, compassion for your mum and dad. And you might remember the conversations about self-forgiveness. So just as you're settling and breathing, letting yourself remember back, feel back, what comes to your mind. That idea of compassion, self-compassion. And what if the most self-compassionate thing you could do was to be in your body, in this here and now, fully present. As you breathe, just knowing how present you are to your body. And keep on breathing. And just notice how your body reacts. Because you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. And you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, you deserve your love and affection. How current are you with your own self-love, your own self-care? And you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. And you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. And you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, you deserve your love and affection. If your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. And as you breathe, just feeling into how current you are with self-forgiveness, how accepting you are of you in this present moment, how self-loving you've been today, how much self-care you've practiced today. As you continue to breathe, feeling into your humanity and feeling these words. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. So welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. And he may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes. because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be cleaning you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. And that's the invitation as you breathe now. How current are you with your shadow? How current are you with your patterns, ways of being that you have judged, that you've dismissed, that you've discounted? As you breathe into your body, how available are you to stay present to those unwelcome visitors, the ones that traditionally you may have judged, that you may have avoided, that you may have medicated, got busy fixing? I really invite you to breathe into your body so that you can feel where you are in this current moment in relationship with your humanity and your darkness. And really breathe and welcome them in. Breathe and welcome them in. And as you relax, as you sit, lie, stand, just continue to breathe. Gently breathing, staying present to the darkness. And just breathing in to the moments and the times when you abandon yourself. Where does that live? The intolerance of your darkness. Where are you withholding connection from yourself? Love, care. And where are you in denial? Where are you numbing out? And keep breathing. Welcome them in. Where are you controlling and manipulating? Welcome it in. Breathing into the breath of awareness, breathing into the resilience of your essence, your spiritual self, feeling your body increasing its capacity to hold space for the uncomfortable realities. And breathe down into your belly, imagining that your belly is a large container that can get larger with your breath, have more capacity to hold the discomfort and the intolerance. Where have you sabotaged relationship? Where have you been inauthentic? Where have you been caught up in an entanglement, a power struggle? Keep on breathing, building your tolerance for this intolerable discomfort, if that's true for you, with peace and love, accepting what is. Breathing into your shame. Breathing into where you've acted shamelessly, where you've not spoken your truth, where you've crossed other people's boundaries. Breathing and feeling into your body, feeling your essence, your spiritual self present to the darkness. And allowing your intellect to be light and playful with this. 'Tis what it is. We know that being human is a guest house and there will be visitors, and sometimes we didn't get to choose the ideal visitor. And yet we don't know. So being open to acceptance, being curious. As you breathe in, just noticing and activating a little bit of empathy. Well, you know these patterns. I know this stuff. And as you breathe, you can say, it makes sense to me that I would be triggered into that defense. Makes sense. And breathing and staying present. And all the while with each breath, and if you're lying down, you may want to feel that you're going to get onto your feet in a moment. It might be that your energy is beginning to rise. You might want to stand up with your eyes closed, but stay where you are if that's more comfortable. Just really feeling into how this lack and self-abandonment lives in your body. Inviting it in, turning towards it. And you know that with your breath and breathing, the only way out is through. And in a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to move your body and consciously explore your left road, that road of the unconscious, the road of the past, where you're run by your negative patterns, the compulsivity, the addiction, the lack of integrity, the lack of your integrated sense of being. And the invitation is to walk up that left road with the awareness that you have from the process, with the awareness that you have that in spite of all of that, you're still there with your essence. So when you're ready, as this next track comes on, you can begin to move your body. Moving your body with gratitude, giving the gift of your darkness back to the earth, back to the mother, who's more than welcoming of your shit. She doesn't mind. It fertilizes the soil. So keeping your eyes closed, moving into your body, feeling yourself in your stuff, making it bigger, enjoying it. Quite good fun to be in your stuff. Building with your breath, your capacity to tolerate it. Make it bigger. Moving your body, feeling where those patterns live, feeling where they give you that sense of false empowerment, the quick fix. Keep breathing. Moving up your left road. Willful denial. Feel that emotional child colluding, your intellect colluding with your emotional child. Those patterns that you explore that you know so well. turning towards those patterns. Feeling where they live in your body, how they live in your body, how they drive you. And just own that stuff. As you move, you can give it back to the earth. You can feel it dripping out of your feet, stomping back into the air. Allowing yourself to move. I want to. Why do I want to? What's the lack? What's the payoff? As you're ready, when you're ready, the music's going to continue. There's going to be some space for you to write in the workbook, write in your journal. Just reminding yourself where you're not in your self-compassion. Reminding yourself, refreshing yourself. You know, what was it like with my parents? What did they model in terms of self-care and self-compassion? What's coming up for you now? How am I playing out what I learned from them in my life today? And what's the cost? What's the cost? So just taking a few minutes.
I'm sure it'll come.
Taking a few minutes to journal. Just getting yourself current with your awareness around your current state of availability for self-care. got 5 minutes in total, so give yourself an opportunity to refresh. Shining the light of awareness. And for those of you who've just joined, just journaling, if you've got the workbook printed out, the what I've learned about self-compassion from my parents, what you didn't learn perhaps, how that's playing out in your life today, and what it's costing you. As you're writing out that last section or really feeling into, why do I do that? And what's it serving in me? Welcome. Somebody else just joined us. We're just writing. If you've printed out the workbook, it's page 5, but just feeling into your body, remembering back to parents, self-compassion. What did you learn in your childhood? How's it living in you now? Like to take another minute. All the while that you're writing, you might want to be tracking into your body. Are you to be present to your lack of self-compassion? Just finishing off what you're writing. It might be that as you have been feeling into your body, you might have felt some resistance coming up. It might be that you became aware of your dark side as you went up your left road. So just take a moment to breathe into your dark side. Bring your focus and your attention to that dark side. What have they got to say right now? You're going to have an opportunity, if up on your feet again, or if you're in your chair, you have an opportunity to move and shift some energy. And the way that you can begin that is very simply, whether you're sitting down or standing up, if you put your two hands out in front of you, like that, and then we're just gonna shake the right hand. Just shake your right hand for a moment. Shake your right hand, shake your right hand, shake your right hand, shake your right hand. Really shaking it. And then when you stop, just noticing the difference. Maybe you sense the difference between your left hand and your right hand. Just a little bit of awareness, a bit of will and a bit of action, noticing how the energy feels. And that's going to be the opportunity for you. You're going to have a few moments, or a couple of minutes in fact, to move your body, to shake your body. And of course, the wisdom in this, as we know, is that gazelles, when they get chased across the plain by a pride of lions, if they get away, they don't need to go into therapy for the rest of their lives because they shake their bodies. They get current with the current situation. They shake it out and then they continue on with their life. So this is an opportunity, if anything's been activated for you. I'm going to suggest that you start by shaking your hands, and then your arms, and then your toes, and then your feet, and have a really good shake out. So if you need to get yourself up into a good position for shaking out, then here's the music for the shaking. So shout out if it's too quiet or you can't hear it. So there you go. Here's your shaking music. Nobody's watching. So you can dance like nobody's watching and shake your body. So begin by shaking your hands. Shake your hands. And shake your arms, shake your elbows. If you want to step away from the computer so nobody's watching, by all means, shake your shoulders. And then shake your feet. Get some air under your heels like a footballer. Run. Shake your feet. If you're feeling really energetic, you can lie on your back and sort of be like an ant or something on your back, shaking your arms and legs. Get the energy moving. This is you confronting that stuck energy of your dark side. You want to have a boxing match with your dark side. You're shaking your dark side out of your body. Feeling anywhere that it keeps you stuck. If you were scrubbing a persistent stain out of something on a rock, doing your laundry, out. And as the energy is changing, you can imagine that you are opening up to the connection with all of these people who are all wanting to vanquish their dark side this evening and to claim back more space for the light. You've got the support of at least 100 people in this all around the world. So beginning to breathe in to the idea that you can embody your spiritual self. So how does it feel when you shift that old stuck energy and breathe into self-care? As you breathe, and just let your body move. How big can you make yourself? Maybe you were very contracted and small, and now it's an opportunity to expand. You can circle your heart, explore how that feels to be in your body, in your heart, led by your heart. Circling your hips, feeling into your body. What if self-compassion is as simple as breathing into your body? It's an opportunity for you with this track to breathe into your body. How is it for you when you are in your self-compassion? Just allowing yourself to feel the contrast, to be in your truth, to be in your integrity, to feel connection with yourself.
Wash your hands, wash your face, wash your feet, come walk with me. Oh, it's a good day for walking, it's a good day to start. Find the rhythm in your body, chase the demons from your heart. Wash your hands, wash your face, wash your feet. Come walk with me.
You're remembering that compassion is not a luxury, it's a fundamental human need. We need it for our well-being. We need it for our resilience. We need it for survival. So taking some breath into your body as you move into it, and remember how it feels.
It's a good day for walking, it's a good day to start. Find the rhythm in your body, chase the demons from your heart. Have some water, feel the breeze. Lay your head down, sing with me.
And feel your resilience, making space for your own suffering, for the troubles that have beset you recently. If you want to make space,
open your ears, taste the gravy of your salty tears. Look what has become of you. Can't you see? You came through, yes, you are free. Now close your eyes.
Really luxuriate in this space and time. There's nothing else to do other than be present to yourself. Breathing into your body without judgment. Breathing into understanding for your pain. Tolerance for your inadequacies, your failures.
It's a good night for dreaming. It's a good time to start.
Just allowing your body to lead you back into connection with your vision.
Come dream with me.
What do you really, really want? What do you choose here and now in this moment? Let your heart be touched. As I say to your emotional child, tell me what you want. What you really, really want. your intellect be interested. Let your intellect speak its truth. What does it mean? Feeling into the sensuality and the energy of your body as you move and feel yourself embodied. Just enjoy a little sultry hip circle. Feels good, you can bottle it for later.
For this action.
Multi-purpose tool, recycling,
does it give you
simply in the moving.
Satisfaction.
Oh yes, when I'm not in my pattern, when I've been up the right road, imagine something different and felt it in my body. Nobody's watching. You can be as sexy as you like. Life force energy. For a moment, close your eyes if they're not closed already. And just really asking yourself again, what is self-compassion? What is it to me? Matters what it is to you more than to anybody else. It's your own embodied experience. And as you breathe into your body from whatever space you're in, loving what is, whatever guest has shown up for you right now, breathing in some self-acceptance and some non-judgment. Feeling your breath in your body as you breathe in through the crown of your head, really inviting additional support to your spiritual self. Breathing it in. Breathing it into your heart, breathing it into your belly, breathing it into your feet, your legs. Just feel yourself bathed and supported by the support of this flock of 134 souls connected around the world. And you chose to be part of that. And whatever shows up for you now is welcome. Feel the comfort of the connection with yourself, yourself first and then others in your life. Others in this circle. And you can softly say out loud, this is the moment, this time of unusual restrictions, this time of separation, this time of worry, this time of financial stress. Maybe this is a moment of suffering. And suffering is part of life. Breathing in. And all human beings suffer. It's part of the human experience. And as I suffer, may I be kind to myself in this moment. With my breath, can I make space for the darkness? May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I be peaceful. May I accept myself as I am. May my suffering and sorrow come to an end. And remembering again, as you experienced on the process, how the feelings come and they go. And we have the awareness that they only stick around when they're patterns. And you have all the tools that you need to unstick yourself. But first comes the remembering and the awareness, the moment to breathe into your body, to notice. May I be peaceful. May I accept myself as I am. Breathing into your body in this moment. If your hand is still over your heart space, you can feel your breath coming and going. Maybe you can feel your heart beating. Taking a moment to breathe into self-acceptance, self-love, appreciation for yourself, appreciation for others. Breathing in the awareness and the resilience to know that in this time, one thing that you can do is care for yourself. Care for yourself that you can be present to yourself. And therefore, present to others from your authentic self. To love is to love yourself first and then the others in your life, filling your own cup of love until it's flowing over so that you can give to give, not give to get. This is a positive thing that you can do at a time when the powerlessness, the frustration may fuel your dark side and have you unconscious of that left road, just feeling into that self-empowerment. And how does it feel in this moment to imagine yourself loving in relationship with yourself and in relationship with others, strangers, with family members, with your intimate loved ones, with yourself? when you're ready, the space, if you've got the workbook, to make some notes for yourself, journal for yourself. So whatever feels important to capture right now, take a few minutes to reflect. Remember back to the process. Do you remember after play day, after you had all of that fun, moved all that energy, ate all that sugar, we asked you, what was your key to fun? What was your key to happiness? Perhaps as you write now, you can make some notes for yourself. What is my key to self-compassion? What do I need to do in order to mute my dark side, take back my power, and be present to myself? Doesn't need to be a big thing, could just be moving. What lights you up? And to give you another couple of minutes to write privately, and then there'll be an opportunity, if you'd like, to accept the invitation into the breakout room, and they'll each have 4 minutes to share. And be witnessed, sharing anything that feels important for you, maybe something about the struggle. Maybe something that feels very positive and resourced for you right now. Just take another minute or so to write for yourself. And if you don't want to accept the invitation, just continue to hang out with Serena and Lucy and myself, and then you can just keep writing. So I'm going to invite you to your breakout room. It's Lucky Dip, so when you see the invitation, if you want to accept it, go ahead. If you want to stay with your own space for another few minutes, you're welcome to do that as well. You should get your invitation now. let you go ahead and not sure whether those of you who've just come in have come back in or whether you're new to the meeting, but welcome anyway. We're just reflecting on compassion towards ourselves and others. There's space, if you've printed out the workbook, to make some notes for yourself, how it is for you, what compassion looks like to you. You're back in. That's good. I'm just looking at the message. Would you like to go into a room? Let's see if I can allocate you. Well, we'll have a group share in a minute, so sorry, I'm not sure how to pop you into a room now. Let's see if I can. See you. Let me put you in a room. There you go. Let's have a look. Let's pop you in there. Hopefully you should go there, Lizzie, now. You should miraculously. Yes, she's disappeared and gone. Anybody else want to, who's not in a room, want to put a message in the side? Yes, please, Roz, let me see if I can find you. Yeah, okay. Peter C, yes, let me see if I can find you. There you are. Right, off you go. Let's send you off to, there you go. Hopefully you should be there. If you've not gone to a breakout room and you want to share in the smaller group, please put a message in and I'll try and move you now that I've figured out how to do that. Anybody in the main space wants to share, you can always share privately in the chat box. Welcome back. As you just bathe for a moment in that connection, take a moment to close your eyes again and breathe into a mini vow for yourself, ways that I can be more self-caring, self-loving, self-accepting. You're breathing into that, and this is a trust exercise, trust leaning into your spiritual self. If you still have a relationship with your guide, or it might be time to renew your relationship with your guide, so that you know that somebody's got your back, there's somebody there for you. Knowing that when it feels right, it is right. Your best guide is your body. When you know your own truth, your own North Star as it is in your body, that's when you know that you're orientated right, and that's your one breath. Just one breath. Into that simple truth of your commitment to yourself, to stay in your heart, to be with yourself, present to yourself, conscious, connected to your vision, dreaming your life into being rather than being a victim of the past and a victim of your dark side, driven up your left road, same old, compulsively. You might want to take a moment to write that vow down if it feels important, and then to take an opportunity for those of you who might want to share your vow or speak to the group. You can either put up your hand, or you can write a message in the chat box. Serena will come to you and invite you to speak. Just need to pass the hosting back to Serena. I've passed back to you, Serena. So,
thank you, Janet. So, just reading some of the chats here, I vow to dance at least twice a week. Certainly, the theme of music and dance and movement came up in our small group. To have the courage to live life wholeheartedly is another one. My vow is to remember this kindness, remember this feeling, to laugh at the shame as it comes through the door, and to remember how wonderfully unique I am and how I am lovable and loving. It's a beautiful one from Caroline. Thank you for sharing that. Elaine, I vow to keep dancing it out. If anyone wants to unmute themselves as well, but I'm reading these for the benefit of people who can't maybe see them. Vow to stop playing small, to reach higher and know that I am worth it. In the words of Taylor Swift, shake it off, shake it off. I vow to trust more and be free. I vow not to be scared of a schedule because it draws me closer to creating the life that I want. My vow is to be grateful for what I have. My vow is to shake things off when they come. I vow to connect to others without feeling judged and to not hide away. I vow to prioritize my relationship with the universe and with my spiritual guide. Beautiful, beautiful vows.
Breathe this in, bathing in it, beautiful.
I'll collect these maybe and put them somewhere. I vow to keep the plug in my bath and not let all the goodness drain out. I vow to revisit and listen to my long-lost spirit guide. Another dance one, my vow is to shake, thanks to Janet, shake and dance more. I vow to light up smiling faces. I vow to believe in me. I vow to lean in and move through fear, to surprise myself and to rock my world. Thanks, Abra. I vow to accept all your vows. That's a good one, Rory. Yeah. I'll have what she's got or he's got. I vow to make peace with Mother Earth and not to require external validation to know I am of value. I vow to remember to be kind to myself. These are beautiful. I vow to keep loving the virtual world. Yep, no matter how vulnerable I feel. My vow is to be grateful every day. From Derek, I vow to accept myself. I vow to connect to the flow, to connect to other people, to their vow. I vow to be loving, lovable, and loved. I vow to become my authentic self. That feels like a beautiful one to unite everybody here on this amazingly powerful session. Thank you, Janet. Shall I hand back to you? Do you have to? We wish to bring it to a close.
More, aren't there? But they're all I vow to practice speaking in truth, forgive the imperfections which will inevitably come from that. I vow to become authentic. I vow to hear my truth. Beautiful. Really take a moment to breathe into that, you know, wherever you're at, even if this isn't where you are, if you're not in this bubble now, that's okay. Just remembering playful, accepting, curious, empathic, you know, makes sense to me. Self-validation, loving what is what it is, says love. Being accepting, being in a place of non-judgment, and being okay when you're not in a place of acceptance and non-judgment. And really feeling in to where your dark side catches you into your controlling patterns, where you find yourself numbing out and self-soothing compulsively, as opposed to practicing conscious self-care. So really beautiful to share this space with you. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the validation of the work, the validation of the connection that you have with each other as a community. And really feeling how necessary that is for us at this time. And for Serena, just really aware of how much, you know, work goes into, you know, occupying this space suddenly, you know, from putting all the energy generally into running a physical process. So just taking a moment to be with the gratitude and the appreciation. There's a few more down here. I vow to mute my intellect when I need to and let my spirit be more present. I vow to accept myself just as I am, imperfections and all. I vow to love myself as I am.
As you say, breathe that in.
Yeah, breathe it in. And we've got one more, whether you want to dance, move, close your eyes and breathe, one more track for you to just really relax into. If you want to practice your recycling, that feeling that you had earlier on, go back up your right road. There's an opportunity for you here. Turn the volume up a little bit again.
I release control.
And just remembering that control is the illusion.
To the flow of love that will heal me. I release control.
As I vow to love myself, others, and be brave. Breathing into that, just remembering that sensation of being in your truth, in your integrity.
I release control.
and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow.
I vow to have faith in myself and compassionate to others, especially so in times of adversity. I vow to accept that responding is the long-term power. You're very welcome, Paul. I vow to surrender to the flow and trust what is coming. I vow to connect my guides purposefully and listen to and follow their wisdom. She's called Alexa Sunshine Rose. Forgive myself for all my imperfections. I vow to remember I always have a choice in my responses, even when it may not feel like it. I forgive myself when I don't get it right. I can choose again and choose love. Yes, you can, Nicola. Taking a breath. I really wish for you to shower and bathe and run and dance and swim, maybe only if you've got a private pool at home at the moment, but all of that good stuff in your love and self-compassion. Really wishing you well and making space for it all. With self-acceptance, do not engage with the drama. The dark side will have you up that left road. And if they get you up there, then, you know, it's as simple as catching the moment, putting on a silly song, putting on your tap shoes or your fancy pants and dancing it out. There's no easier or quicker way that I know of. Anyway, phone a friend.
We'll be there pulling you down to the right. The geese will be there honking away behind you, getting you back down that right road.
So we need a group honk before we.
Yes, a big group hug. A big
themselves and do a mass universal honk.
Yeah, before we do, I'm just going to Thank everybody. Thank you. Thank you all for being on. Thank you, Janet, for a really beautiful session. I think we'll bring this one back and do it again, because I think we all need to be reminded of this. So thank you so much for bringing that to us and bringing that lovely music.